Hey, I'm Noah.
Hi, I'm Megan, and we are Radioactive interns at KOW, your local NPR member station. Radioactive is a program for young people interested in radio.
Radioactive, you're going live in 3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to Radioactive.
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 You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media's podcast.
So, I've always been curious about psychic ability and the culture that goes along with it.
And ever since watching the movie Practical Magic, I've dreamed of being a witch. I've even incorporated herbalism and other spiritual practices into my daily life and meditation rituals.
When I watched the film The Craft, I saw all of the traditions and rituals that they tried and became fascinated with Wiccan culture, even though I had no idea if it was real or not.
Wicca is defined as the religious cult of modern witchcraft, especially an initiatory tradition founded in England in the mid-20th century and claiming its origins in pre-Christian pagan religions, according to a Google database.
So, this past weekend, I asked Megan if she would come with me to a class at a Wiccan bookstore. The description online was very brief.
Join the Aquarian Tabernacle Church, ATC, clergy from the Mother Church as we explore a different topic each week and learn traditional Wicca.
Eerie, but enticing.
Contrary to our expectations, it was a friendly gathering of happy Wiccans, excited and primed to learn the art of palm reading, which began in ancient India. Unfortunately, we didn't learn how to raise the dead or stir our coffee hands-free, but we did learn some cool stuff.
But first, Megan got her palm read by Jessa Faisal, a clergy member of the ATC. Here's what she had to say about Megan's life and future plans.
You have a really balanced hand. You have a very long lifeline. You do indeed have that lifeline that kind of wraps around your hand. The lines in your hand, although they start out predominantly really strong, they kind of have a tracery of being lighter. My thought around that is you just haven't quite totally figured out what you want to do yet. So you're being a little hesitant as you move forward in your life. But you have like a strong base, a strong background. It looks like you probably had a good relationship with your family. You have almost a classic hand as far as like the shape or the where the lines are in the hand. Your headline comes down, and it does have a tendency to swoop here into the mount of the moon, which would be a tendency toward that more artistic and more intuitive sense. Probably as you move forward in your life, you'll have more and more of a dependency on that. You'll be somebody that wants to think and, or you want to feel things rather more than thinking about them. You'll come from a gut instinct with it. So I think that you have the ability to hold on to a lot of relationships at the same time. So I don't see there being a lot of trauma coming up in the future for you at all. From a purely, purely intuitional state, I think that you've got some writing coming up in your future. I think you're likely to be a writer. So it's there, the potential. I can see the beginning of those lines starting, which is one of the reasons I feel confident about saying it. But part of it's just from doing this so long. I'm just kind of seeing that in your hand. Your challenge is going to be being practical.
So Megan, was any of this right?
Actually, it all was. I am an artist and writer. I do have a good relationship with my parents, and I'm certainly planning on living a long time.
So how can I learn to read my palm?
In fact, Jessa had some advice on that front as well.
As we sat in a half circle in the basement of the Edge of the Circle bookstore, we listened and learned the mystical art of palm reading.
So, let's look at our palms. You guys can follow along if you want, but be careful if you're driving. You're going to use your dominant hand.
The hand that you want to look at is your active hand, because that's what you're actually expressing in the world. The less dominant hand, that was the potential you were born with.
See the line running from the webbing of your thumb to your wrist? That's your lifeline.
By the way, you'll hear Jessa talk about something called chaining, which is the layman's term for when your palm lines have smaller loops along them, like the chain of a necklace.
The chaining, if you see chaining on the lifeline, it's a lot of involvement with other people in your life. People that have really, really clean and straight lifelines oftentimes are not deeply involved with other people. The bottom of the lifeline, if it's nice and clean and it comes straight down into the bracelets on the hand, the lines in the hand, then that's a sign of somebody whose life has ended
in a very complete way. They're a very satisfying way. They have family around them. Things are good. If it's sort of frayed and basically looks like the Egyptian delta, then that person probably had a more complex and more difficult end to their life.
Now let's look at the headline. See that line going from the inside of your thumb to the middle of your palm?
The headline talks about not just our intelligence, but our interest, our ability to learn, how we've been educated, opportunities that will arrive in our lives about education. If it goes straight across the hand, you have an analytical person, a more analytical person. If it is like this, it's a balanced person. This is the most common, most balanced. If you have somebody where the headline swoops down here into the mount of the moon, in this kind of fatty part of your hand right here, okay, underneath the little finger, that's somebody that's really has intuition and imagination and creative artistic ability. If there's breaks and branches on it, they're going to have multiple interests in their life.
What's that line wrapping around the side of your hand and up between your index and middle finger? There lies your heart line and relationship future.
We want the heart line to be really, really strong. It's really about all the relationships in your life, although we have a tendency to think about it as being more about the romantic relationships in somebody's life. A chained heart line is actually a good thing because it means that you can hold many relationships. You can love your kids, you can love your friends, you can have your partner in your life that you love, you care for your parents, you care for a little lady that lives next door, right?
See any sort of straight line running through the middle of your palm? If any at all, that's your fate line.
There are people that don't even have a fate line in their hand at all. If you don't have a fate line in your hand, it means that you did not have a specific strong plan for this given life and that you're getting to figure it out as you go along. And oftentimes you will see somebody develop a fate line about the middle of their hand somewhere in the middle of their life because they figured it out. If you're somebody who is very young and your fate line starts at the middle of your hand, what it basically means is that you have a more relaxed life until you're around 40 or 45 years old or whatever it works out to in your hand, wherever that line starts at, and then you get intense and serious about something. Or it could go the other way. It's very intense as it comes up out of the base of your hand, which is its beginning point, and it kind of peters out. Right? That means you'll do something very intently for a while in your life and then you'll get more relaxed about it.
Got an idea of your future yet?
I sure do. But if you really want to know more details, we recommend you go to a professional palm reader.
After all this, I got to talk to Jessa about how she ultimately began her career and what sparked her interest in palm reading.
I don't know, it just always fascinated me. Maybe a little bit of it was my grandmother. A lot of it was books that I read. It just, for whatever reason, it was just a fascination. I was very fortunate that one thing after another went into meeting the right person, having a really incredible experience, learning something, meeting another really incredible person. I just was very fortunate with the people that I met and those nudges.
Have you ever faced adversity because of this? Have people ever been unkind to you or claim that you were lying or...
Not even once.
Really?
Absolutely have had no issues whatsoever.
All in all, it was a fun and interesting experience, and I think we can both agree that we learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Jessa Faisal and the rest of the Aquarian Tabernacle Church, we are ready to start reading palms. And so are you.
We'd like to thank everyone at Radioactive, Jenny Asarno, Leela Katayev, and our fellow youth producers.
Ernesto Morfin, Maria Coagden, Angela Nguyen, Alam Ibrahim, Isa Talija, Nia Price Nascimento, and of course my wonderful co-host, Noah Phillips Reardon.
And my amazing co-host, Megan O'Kelly.
Thanks, Noah, and don't forget to check out more stories and read up on the program. You can find us at kow.org/radioactive, on Twitter at kowradioactive, and on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
And now, what we've all been waiting for, here's Angela Nguyen with the anecdote joke of the day. Drum roll, please.
So my sister's a hair student, and she decided to cut my hair. So she cuts my hair, and it's terrible. My mom, who was a beautician, refused to have my hair look the way it did. So she's like, you know what, Angela? I'm going to cut your hair again. So she decides to cut it a couple nights ago, and my sister was around, but she wasn't looking. And I said, hey, you messed up the first time. Don't you want to pay attention so you can learn? She's like, I'm standing right here. And then I said, oh, you mean right hair?
It's even better the second time around.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in every week, Tuesday through Friday, to see what Radioactive's incredible youth producers are up to.
See you next time!